new multimedia project aims to increase visibility for Black Alaskans. And gray skies and rain are in the weather forecast, but sunshine may also be breaking through. We have an update with the National Weather Service in Juneau. And we have a COVID update as the virus continues to spread in the Upper Lynn Canal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. A new multimedia project aims to improve how Black Alaskans are represented in the media and increase their visibility. The project, called Black in Alaska, came out of a series of conversations the Rasmussen Foundation held with Black community members in the months before and after the murder of George Floyd in 2020. Attorney Renee Wardlaw is an advisory committee member for the project. She says the goal is to portray stories of Black Alaskans overcoming struggles and succeeding, both for those born and raised here and newer arrivals like herself. She says when she arrived over a decade ago, there were 12 Black attorneys in Alaska. Now there are 19.
And so we have so much work to be done, and yet I'm not entirely sure I would have stayed in this state but for those now 18 colleagues, friends, and loved ones who are part of the Black attorney community wrapping their arms around me to make sure that I was successful and that, most importantly, I stayed here to expose what this career could be like to other Black Alaskans who are coming up in the next generation.
An important element of the project also lies in who is telling the story. The advisory committee made up of Black Alaskans identifies individuals to profile, and a diverse creative team interviews them. The videos, photos, and essays are posted on blackinalaska.org and on social media. The project will produce 50 profiles of Black professionals and community members across the state, like Tracy Gatewood, a business owner in Fairbanks.
I have always wanted to represent and represent positively and try to get people to think outside of the box and the stereotypes about what we as Black people can do, either in Alaska or in the world.
Anyone can nominate an individual to be featured in the project, as long as they live in the state. The team behind the project hopes to profile a diverse range of people from different communities, age groups, and careers to create more understanding about the experiences of Black people in Alaska. For more information on the new multimedia project, visit blackinalaska.org. The gray month of February continues in the Upper Lynn Canal, with rain showers and overcast skies in the forecast this week. But no storms and some wind could provide a chance for some sunshine to break through. I checked in with Kimberly Vaughn, Observation Program Lead with the National Weather Service in Juneau, for the latest. Kimberly, thanks so much for joining us today. So what's in the forecast for the Upper Lynn Canal this week?
Well, we're looking for actually some rain today and then potential for some clearing overnight. Not a lot of clearing, but we may see a little bit of break in the clouds. And then midweek, turning back to rain likely. And near sea level, we should remain liquid precipitation until we get towards the weekend, where we might start seeing a mix to even some snow near sea level. And then, of course, the highways, we're expecting snow with the little accumulations along the highway for earlier this week. For the winds, those are not doing too bad right now, and we are looking for gustier winds to increase even in the Haines area midweek by Wednesday night, with some gusts about 25 to 30 in the area.
Mm-hmm. So looking pretty mild. We did have some sunshine this past week that really boosted our mood here in Haines. Is there any chance of the sunshine kind of breaking through again maybe this weekend?
You know, later this week, we've got some like scattered precipitation expected. And with that, you can get some sunny breaks, certainly possible. But for the most part, we're not seeing any significant clearing in the forecast for the next 7 days. So some breaks potential, but nothing of any lasting significance, unfortunately. But we'll take anything we can get, right?
Right.
Breaks of blue are still good.
Absolutely. And what about the snow forecast for our skiers out there?
Up in the upper elevations should be all snow, so that's good for heli-skiers and things like that. More snow coming into the forecast by the weekend and on Monday, Washington's birthday, more potential even at sea level expected there. Kind of more of the overnight will be snow, where the daytimes will turn more into rain with temperatures still getting to around 40 on the weekends, but overnight lows getting down into the mid-20s.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Kimberly. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
That was Kimberly Vaughn, the observation program lead with the National Weather Service in Juneau. For more weather updates, visit weather.gov. COVID-19 continues to spread in Upper Lynn Canal communities, though state health officials say the Omicron wave may be starting to crest. As of Monday, the state reported 40 positive cases in the Haynesboro over the last week. The state is reporting zero new hospitalizations and no recent deaths. The Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan is included by the state in the Haynesboro case count. Requests for local case counts with search are pending. COVID testing, vaccines, and boosters are available at the Klukwan Search Clinic. In Skagway, the state reported 9 new COVID cases over the last week. There are no new hospitalizations or recent deaths. COVID testing is available at multiple locations. For those with symptoms or close contacts, testing is recommended. Free rapid at-home COVID tests are available at the Haynes Administration Building on 3rd Avenue during business hours. Residents can make an appointment for a PCR test at the Haynes Search Clinic Monday through Friday. COVID vaccines and boosters are also available. In Skagway, testing is available at the Dahl Memorial Clinic for $30 during business hours by appointment. COVID vaccines and boosters are available. And the Skagway Traditional Council offers free COVID testing from 2 to 4 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays with no appointment necessary. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.